You're listening to SBS News.
Self-isolation has become a normal day-to-day routine for people all over the globe as world leaders declare nationwide lockdowns in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Some countries, like Italy, have been through 3 weeks in lockdown in an attempt to slow the spread of COVID-19, which has seen more than 692,000 confirmed cases across the globe and more than 35,000 deaths. With the unsettled reality forcing many people to stay indoors, this is the sound of the people of Rome uniting on their personal balconies, singing the Italian song Volare. In Spain, where schools, bars, restaurants and shops selling non-essential items have been shut since the 14th of March, the population has been asked to stay in their homes. Spanish actress Maria Albinana, who lives in Valencia, says she is heartbroken as Spain's death toll surpasses China's. Spain has more than 6,500 fatalities and 79,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19.
We're in complete isolation. We're not allowed to go out unless it's to buy food or to the pharmacy or to walk your dog. But you're not allowed to go for walks. You're not allowed to go to the park and jog. You can't do any of that. And we've decided that we don't even go grocery shopping. We found this lady who's amazing. Like right now, she's my hero. And she comes over and she makes the shopping for us and she delivers it home. So that's amazing.
And with Spain and much of the world in the health crisis it is in, Maria has had to put on hold a major life event.
Major life adjustments. We actually came all the way to Spain to get married and we had to cancel the wedding. We made the decision before we went into lockdown. And that was huge because we had people flying from Australia, from the UK, from the US, and things just started to get really scary. And we said, let's cancel, you know. And 5 hours later, the country went into lockdown.
In Hong Kong, where the virus was once thought to be contained, concerns are rising as cases grow. Despite having one of the lowest rates of the virus, over the past 14 days, the region has had over 440 confirmed cases, bringing its total number to more than 580. Maggie Lin, a wellness coach, says even though restaurants, bars and many social gathering places are still open, people must keep at least a meter and a half apart. But her yoga and meditation business has had to shut.
The government banned all gatherings of 4 people or more so as to enhance the level of social distancing. So basically, as I teach yoga, and all the yoga studios are closed for 14 days, but I think we have already closed the borders to all non-Hong Kong people.
Maggie says Hong Kong is seeing a second wave of people becoming infected with coronavirus, which is making a stable income more difficult.
From this week, I'm exploring online classes. I'll be offering some online meditation and yoga classes. This will be the first week of trying it out. And we'll see how that goes. I tried going on Facebook Live. It was quite challenging.
Colombia has had more than 490 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 6 deaths. The country went into a 3-week lockdown as of Tuesday last week. Isalina Marvel, who is a health worker in Colombia, says the country is taking extreme precautions.
Here, people can only go out to buy medicine, to buy food, but it also depends on their ID number. Each city has its own policy for those who can go out each day. There are certain people who have jobs that merit having to leave their home every day, such as health employees, people who work in the supermarket, the pharmacy, and security guards.
She says Colombia does not have enough infrastructure or medical equipment to look after its citizens if cases continue increasing.
We are not prepared, and I think this is why the government has taken such drastic measures in a short time, because they know the healthcare system they have and the implications that this could get out of control.
In Australia, there have been major restrictions for people entering Aboriginal communities. First Nations people are among the most vulnerable due to underlying health conditions, which is why governments are locking down communities, including Yarrabah in northern Queensland and the 76 communities in the Northern Territory. Many others, including far north Queensland's Cape York, are self-imposing their own lockdowns. Argan woman from the remote Torres Strait island of Badu, Matilda Nona, says her community is in a self-imposed lockdown, and it's a lockdown that is being taken seriously as its health system would not be able to cope if an outbreak of the virus occurred.
Someone was to get sick here. Our nearest hospital is in Thursday Island, which is about 40 kilometres from here, and when you get sick, you got to be medevaced by chopper over to Thursday Island. We don't have the facilities for this virus. Most people on the island have got diabetes and heart disease and lung disease.
She says isolation isn't a problem for people on the island, but Miss Nona is urging everyone to stop travelling to the Torres Strait by boat until the virus is under control.
Well, we're quite lucky up here because we've been in isolation all our lives. So we have big yards and our kids are not, you know, they're not very bored much. So we're still in our own little space. But my personal thoughts, we need the army out here protect us. We need the army to look after our borders. And if the islands are closed, people are still coming in by boat. There's no one watching them. We don't have Queensland police based on the island.
Her main concern is schooling for her children and not them being able to get the full benefits of an education from learning remotely.
That's another thing we're facing, is trying to get internet access for these kids. You know, can't afford to buy credit all the time. I've got three kids in high school that needs to do their home schoolwork online, and at the moment I'm the only one with data, so we're all using my Wi-Fi.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.